Well, well, well. I didn't think you'd have the balls to actually show up. No, that's not what I meant. I know our usual routine by now. You keep your trap shut in my library, and you get to show up here, in my office, every week to get your spanking like the very good boy you are. And you have been so very good. But I wasn't sure if you'd be up for the challenge, that's all. If your fear would drive you away. Fear of the unknown, of what this kinky little librarian might do to your big, strapping self. I know you like pain, you naughty boy, but this is something entirely different. I need to know your safe word. If you don't have one, we can just go with red. Because it's after hours, the library is closed, and I don't have to hold back any longer. If I don't want to. And I don't. So, red it is. Good. If you say that word, whenever you say it, I'll stop completely. But I do need to warn you. If you say it, there's no taking it back. And I will be disappointed if you do. Because I know you can take more than you let on, and, oh, I plan to give every bit of it to you. Follow me. We won't be using my office today. Like I said, the library is closed. I have access to the security cameras in this building, and I may or may not have turned them off for the time being. Pretend you didn't hear that part. No, what we're going to do will require more space than my office can provide. Hence the timing of your visit. What's in my bag? Oh, I wondered when you were going to bring that up. What does a big black duffel make you nervous? Good. Nervous is the correct response. You're a faster learner than I originally anticipated, but that's part of the reason you're so much fun to play with. All right, we're here. Yes, I know. It's just a table in the middle of the stacks. Shut up. Stop asking questions. Now strip. Yes, all of it. Even the boxer briefs. I want them all off and folded into a neat pile next to the table. Good boy. I can see you're excited to begin already. Now, get up on the table and lay face down. Legs and arms spread, just like a cute little starfish with your ass in the air. Yes, there we go. Very good. First things first, I'm going to need to blindfold you. As much as I enjoy seeing the look of fear in your eyes, I think it will be much more fun if you don't see what's coming next. There you go. Pulling it nice and snug so you don't see even the smallest crescent of light. And now, to secure you in place. Yes, I'm sure you figured it out by the way I had you lie back. You knew I was going to tie you down to the table. I measured it last week, just to make sure it was long enough to hold you. Aren't I thoughtful? Oh, is being tied up against this table uncomfortable? Is your poor, aching cock just straining against the wood, begging to be touched? You forgot rule one. No more questions. Asking if I'm going to touch it? Why, that was a question. If you ask one more, I'm going to gag you. It might be a whip that I'm using, yes, but does it really matter? I'm going to beat you with it regardless. Now, I do want you to open your mouth so you can count for me. With every strike of the lash, I expect to hear the number go higher. I'm going to paint your back in red and white stripes. It's going to be so pretty. I would give you one whack for every day you annoyed me, but then we would be here all night. So, I'm just going to stop at 20. Sound good? Good. Then here we go. I can't hear you. Louder. Yes, good boy. You're turning so red. So noisy. Does it hurt? I hope it does. Very good. Keep going. Almost there. Very good boy. That was 20. Should we go for 20 more? No? Oh, you don't want to play anymore, is that it? Oh, you called me mistress. How cute. All right, tell you what. I'll let you up and turn you around. In a moment. I have something else I want to do to you while you're tied down like this. I got to play with my whip. And yes, you were right. It's a whip. But I did get another implement recently that I have been dying to test out on you. Let me just run my hands over your tender back. Yes, it's all red and stinging. Poor love. But your ass, well, it's mostly untouched now, isn't it? And that doesn't seem fair at all. Why should your poor little peachy backside miss out on all the fun? Ooh, you jumped. How adorable. You know, I'll let you in on a little secret, because I'm so excited about this one. It's a carpet beater. Isn't that funny? When I was a little girl, I used to watch my grandmother clean the dust out of her throw rugs with one of these things. Who knew it would be such a useful tool for discipline? I'm thinking 20 more of these, just to match your back. I'm a little OCD that way. I like things to be even and orderly, so 20 and 20 make, well, yes, 40, but they also make me very happy. So count again, nice and loud this time, and when we're finished, I will let you up. Oh, it makes such a nice sound on your ass. I love how red you're getting. Good boy. Keep counting. Your squirming is so cute. You know you can't get away. Louder, please. Louder, or I hit you harder. Good boy. Almost there. Very good. All right, that was 20. And you did so well taking it, my good boy. And I did make you a promise that I would let you up, so I'm going to loosen your restraints, and I want you to turn around. No, don't sit up. Just flip around, face forward this time. And don't you dare remove that blindfold, or you will regret it. Good boy. I'm going to tighten your restraints again. Don't fight me, or I'll pull out the handcuffs, and those things really bite into the wrist, so I would suggest you avoid them. There. Pull your arms and legs up. Yes, nice and tight. Oh, you dirty boy. You got whipped and beaten, and your cock is harder than ever. Look at it, twitching and dripping pre-cum. Do you want me to clean it off for you? You do? Oh, that wasn't convincing. I need to hear you ask me again. Really sell it to me this time. Say, Please, pretty please, pretty please, mistress, clean off the head of my cock. And maybe I'll do it. Okay, since you ask so sweetly. You do taste good. Keep your hips still. That's all you're getting for now. Selfish little boy. Speaking of things needing attention, it seems that disciplining you has gotten me all wet. And since you're the one to blame for my dripping pussy, it seems only fair that you lick it clean. I'm going to sit on your face now, and you are going to use your tongue to lap up all of my juices. Do you understand? Don't you miss a single drop. And you better do a good job, because I'm not going to let you take a breath until I feel you've earned it. So open your mouth and stick out your tongue like a good boy, and let me straddle your face. Oh, yes. Now swirl your tongue around, naughty boy. Push it inside. Get all of those juices out. You feel how wet you made it? Fuck. Keep licking. Don't stop. Don't you fucking stop. Pull my clit into your mouth. Yes. Like that. Oh, flick it with your tongue. Oh God, yes. Harder. Faster. I said harder. Oh God, yes. Keep going. Oh fuck. Just like that. Keep going. Keep going if you want to breathe. Oh God, yes. Oh yes. Oh, I'm gonna come. Fuck yes. Just like that. Keep going. Oh, I'm gonna come. Fuck, I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Fuck. Yeah. Oh. Gasping for air like a little fish. Poor boy, you really couldn't breathe, could you? But you did such a good job. I'm proud of you. That was impressive. I'll let you in on another little secret. I really enjoy having multiple orgasms, and I think I'm ready to go again. Because you were so very good, I'm tempted to show you some attention this time while you're face deep in my pussy. But I really need to hear you ask first. No, not ask. Beg. Grovel at the feet of your mistress and tell her how badly you need to come. And maybe, just maybe, I will let you. Oh, your begging is so cute. I'll think about it. Let me just get up here again and... Yes, that tongue. Fuck. Let me run my fingers over you a little. And just brush them against the straining cock. Fuck, yeah. Oh, so needy. Let me just grasp it in my hands like this and slowly, slowly stroke it. Fuck. Yes. Oh, God. suck my clit in. Home, just pump your shaft. It's all slippery again with your pre-cum. I need to clean the whole thing off for you. It does taste good. Oh, fuck, let me milk it harder. Fuck. I'm gonna come again. Oh, you can breathe. You can breathe. Oh, fuck. Oh, that was good. You breathe. I'll sit on your chest and massage this desperate cock of yours for you while you regain your composure. Oh, you like that? Getting your cock worked by my hands? I know you do. I can feel you getting harder. Getting closer. You want to come soon, don't you? I know you do. But if you want to come, you better beg me for it. Beg me to come or I stop. Good boy. Yes, you may come. Oh, that was quite a lot. What a very naughty boy you are, making such a big mess. You're lucky I like the way you taste. Now say thank you, mistress. You're welcome. I suppose I should let you up and let you get dressed, but I think I'm going to leave you for now. I have some paperwork to get done, and I do enjoy the company. Don't get too noisy, though, or I'll have to break out the gag. So, shh.